Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Hal Stewart is the CEO of the Stewart Center. He lectures extensively, teaching dentists around the country and around the world about advanced restorative and cosmetic dentistry. And Dr. Stewart, we need to talk about how people have been putting off going to the dentist lately. What are you seeing in your practice, and what are you hearing from fellow dentists?
Well, hello and good morning. That's a great question, and it's something that we really need to address, because if someone's mouth is not healthy, their body's not healthy. The mouth basically is a window to the rest of the body. So if you have inflammation in your body from stress, from poor diet, it's going to show up in the mouth. And so not only for your oral health, but a dentist can actually identify other issues going on with the rest of your body and then refer you accordingly to that medical provider that can take care of that or that can address it. So very important to have your mouth checked a couple of times a year at the very least.
It's been a stressful time with the pandemic, and it kind of figures that you'd see more cases of teeth grinding. And is it bruxism? What's bruxism?
Yeah, bruxism is grinding of the teeth during nighttime, during sleep. That's the general term that we use for that.
And I was talking to a dentist one time about people who actually grind at other times of the day. For example, you're stuck in traffic. You don't realize it, but you're grinding. Do a lot of people do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And stress is kind of like throwing gasoline on the fire. If someone's jaws are lined up and their bite is right, the teeth actually never touch. But if there's a discrepancy between the proper position of your jaw joint, the TMJ, and your bite, so when your teeth come together, the joint has to be displaced slightly out of its centered position, then that creates kind of a back and forth. It's kind of like you get a bee sting, you scratch it, and it makes it even itch more, and you just keep doing it. So a proper alignment of the jaw and teeth is the biggest factor in preventing bruxism and daytime grinding as well. But if people are prone to that, then when they're under a lot of stress, it just compounds, 10 times.
And so should we not heed mom's advice and keep our mouth open all the time?
Well, then we're talking about breathing, and when you breathe, you want to breathe through your nose, not your mouth. So no, your mouth shouldn't be open. The lips are sealed, the teeth are apart, but the mouth is not completely open. But trying to keep your teeth apart, being conscious of keeping your teeth apart during the day, of course, there's nothing you can do about that during at night, except for wearing you can have a night guard made for you, or you can buy one over the counter. I don't recommend that. Recommend a custom made, but keeping the teeth apart is crucial. But lips together and breathing through the nose, very important.
Do you tell patients or do you ask your patients if they're sleeping with someone to ask them if they're grinding? Because frequently we don't know if we're grinding ourselves, do we?
Right. Yeah, no, I always ask. That's actually one of my questions on our intake forms. Does your bed partner tell you that you snore, that you stop breathing, or that you clench and grind your teeth while you're sleeping? And the answer to all three of those, usually if it's one, then it's going to be the other two as well, because they all kind of go together.
Question about mouthwash. Do we need to use it? Does it really do what it says on the bottle?
I would recommend there's nothing wrong with mouthwash. I would use a mouthwash with xylitol. That's a proven anti-caries or anti-decay medication. It's natural. I wouldn't use mouthwashes with alcohol, but a mouthwash in and of itself really it doesn't do much good other than making your mouth maybe feel fresh or your breath smell good. But it's not going to be, like this magic elixir that's going to prevent disease. That's mechanical removal of the bacterial plaque is very important. And then following that up with mouthwash is important. But probably the biggest thing to for oral health, gum tissue health, and bone health is a proper diet. Because if we eat, if we don't eat a lot of carbohydrates and we don't eat a lot of sugary snacks and things like that, drink a lot of water. That's the very best thing to prevent gum disease, tooth decay. And people really don't spend enough time. They need to spend 5 to 10 minutes a day cleaning their mouth out, and it's very important because that bacteria that builds up in your mouth can go to the rest of the body. So keeping that clean goes a long way into your total body health. And it doesn't have to be 10 minutes all at one time. You can do 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes before bed, but most people don't clean their mouth well enough. There's a lot of nooks and crannies in there.
All right, I'll stop this interview now so I can floss. Dr. Hal Stewart, always appreciate your time, sir. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Take care. Have a good day.